I had to wait till the crowd calmed down. But look, man, yeah, BWT, yeah, CTC, and now we introducing the pregame Sunday show. You know, they like, man, refuse to lose, just the 24-hour network. Told y'all four letters. We coming for y'all. But welcome back. We got Refuse to Lose. This is the Sunday pregame episode. We're going to break down a few games. We may go over some spreads, you know, get your betting odds right. But I got my guys here with me. Oh, can't go too fast because I got to tell y'all, we're streaming on three platforms. If you're watching on YouTube, just know we're on Facebook. If you're watching on Facebook, just know we're on Twitter or X. And if you're on X and you're like, man, my comments not coming up, then jump on over to Facebook and YouTube so you can be a part of the comments as well. But you've seen this panel before. We got CTC Carl. We got Dave from the Doghouse. And then we got the Cowboy Whisperer, my man Worm. What's up, fellas?
What's going on, man?
What's going on, man? I'm good. Let's get it. I need a good Sunday after a bad Saturday.
Hey, it's Victory Sunday for me, so I'm feeling good, man. I'm excited about this. Our very first NFL game day. Let's get it, man.
Well, with that being said, man, we got to get right to the business because you know we on a time crunch. I know y'all been watching y'all NFL Network episodes and y'all Foxes. Like, don't do that no more. Just come on over here, man, because we about to give y'all some real in-depth knowledge of what we finna talk about with these games. And the first game we got to talk about on the slate is the Bills versus the Patriots. So the first two guys, I must say, take over for this one. Worm, what's the Pats' keys to win this game today?
I'm going to say Mac Jones and Bill Belichick. And here's why I say that. Mac Jones, you're not a playmaker. You're not a great game manager. But you're a professional. And you understand situational football.
Stop the cap.
I need you. He has to come in and play situational football. Stay within the game. Do what's within them 10 yards. Get them 10 yards. Get another 10 yards. March down the field. As far as Belichick, hey, man, you, this defensive genius that we've seen in the past, where are you at now? I understand your secondary is hurt, but in the past, you've been able to plug and play. Come on, genius. That's their keys to victory. The stifling defense and Mac Jones situational football.
Dave, what the Bills got to do to win this game?
I got three keys for the Bills. First one, Josh Allen has to play better. Now he has had a good overall season so far.
Stop the cap.
In the last game against the Giants, when they went 14-9, he only had 169 passing yards. That's not going to cut it every single week. Now this is the Patriots, so I get it. You should be able to win this game because you're a favorite to win this game. Two is don't force the run. The Patriots are allowing 3.4 yards a carry, but be smart about it. And don't overly use Josh Allen to where he's creating sort of because he's throwing the ball too much. And last but not least, force Mac Jones to win the game. We know Mac Jones has played bad just about all season. They're 1-5 on the season. The only game they won is against the Jets. And other than that, he has played pretty badly. So as long as you're able to do these three things, Bills win this game, no question.
All right, so I got a question because right now the spread is set at 7.5. You know, of course, the Bills are favored. Do the Bills cover or do the Pats? Should I ask it that way? I don't know. Carl, you the gambling guy. Did I ask that right?
Yeah. So will the Pats cover or will, yeah, basically, will, I mean, not the Pats, yeah. Will the Bills cover? That's all you had to say. Will the Bills cover?
All right, there we go.
Oh, you asking me?
No, I'm asking Worm. My bad. I just said that. You're the gambling guy. I got to make sure I get this right because, you know, they'll be like, what are we going off of
the first 6 weeks of the season with Mac Jones? The Bills going to cover, and they're going to cover by a tremendous amount.
Dave?
Yeah, I agree. I believe that. I say the Bills cover.
Okay. Carl, I'm going to ask you. I know this ain't our game, but I'm going to ask you too.
All right. So, Mac Jones.
No. Do they cover?
No. I got you.
Oh, you going in. My bad.
Throwing picks. The Bills cover. I normally don't mess with divisional games, but the Bills cover. I think Mac Jones throws a pick or two. Josh Allen, I think he has a clean game. A game that me and Tomo won't be, you know, hoorahing in the chat about. So I think the Bills cover.
Don't worry about hoorah and call. I got you for that.
Hey, that is crazy. There's a lot of FJAs up here today.
Oh, yeah, that's facts. That's facts.
I'm the only one not a part of it.
Yeah, you got to keep us sensible, man. You got to keep us sensible. So the next game, oh, man, I didn't write it down, but I'm going to write it down as we go on. Oh, it's right here. So we got the Chargers and the Chiefs, right? So we got to, of course, talk about the keys to victory here. And Carl, what are the Chiefs' keys to victory?
All right, so Chiefs, keys to victory. Pressure Justin Herbert. If you pressure Justin Herbert, he's going to be a bit inaccurate. He might throw you a pick or two. You have the guys like Trent McDuffie, Le'Jarius Sneed, Justin Reed, all those guys in the secondary that can make plays. Le'Jarius Sneed in coverage has been phenomenal. Trent McDuffie's also a phenomenal cover guy. Mahomes. Obviously, Mahomes. Got to get his offense on track. Normally, Chiefs Chargers are a shootout. These games are weird, so Mahomes has to get this offense on track. And I think a receiver other than Travis Kelce has to step up. Somebody has to step up, find the end zone. Rashee Rice, Sky Moore, Justin Watson. Oh, I think Justin Watson is out, actually. But Rashee Rice, Sky Moore, maybe even MVS. One of you guys have to find the end zone. Can't just be a Kelce and Pacheco show. One of y'all have to step up.
He just stopped it like that, man. I thought he had more. Man. He was on the roll, man. I feel like I feel like one of your receivers in Baltimore, man. I just dropped a pass there. That was for me but I actually scored a touchdown, man. So for me, the Chargers' keys to victory is learn how to close out a game. I mean, Mahomes is 4-1 against y'all. Every game y'all played against him so far has only been a one possession game. And what are the Chargers bad at? One possession games. Last week we seen what Herbert did. He threw a pick. The Vikings game, I think they won that one. But at the end of the day, to have your head coach and your offensive coordinator be bad at situational football, this is the week that you kind of got to figure it out. Because you're going up against a team who only has one actual legitimate threat, and that's Kelce. If you can stop Kelce, then you can make some things happen. You slowed Dallas down last week with the actual run, and you were finding big gaps in their defense so that you can make plays. Herbo, use your legs when it's time to use your legs. If you all establish the run, use the run against the Chiefs, and you'll probably win that game. Go ahead, bring it on up there. Ty, boy, I'm gonna tell y'all this, man. Ty, you're trying to get your award back, and you might win it, my man. Look, shout out to Ty with the 199 super chat. He said, shout out to the best sports network. Hashtag you Miami is trash. It's okay, Dave. It's okay.
Look, I ain't tripping. We won, they lost yesterday, so I ain't tripping. I ain't tripping. And this is not my beef. That's between him and Kev. I ain't worried about it. I know they towards me.
Man, that's just insane. Matter of fact, the way Ty is acting right now is how the Chargers need to be with their run game. Just be that consistent. You know what I mean? Even though Ekeler didn't get that many yards last week, but he can be a consistent running back for y'all. And now we got to talk about this spread. I think it's at 5. It was at 5 at one point. Hopefully it didn't change. Up, it changed to 5.5. Chiefs a favorite 5.5. Carl, do they cover?
Again, another divisional game. I honestly don't think they cover. I think Chargers plus 5.5 is the play here. Chiefs offense still struggling a little bit. Chargers and Chiefs normally is a shootout. I'm going to go with the Chargers plus 5.5 here.
I'm going to have to roll with you too, man. All these games have been down to one possession. That's a field goal or less. I mean, 6 points or less. Yeah. Chargers can't hold it down. Max, the two other guys on the panel, I know this is not y'all game, but do y'all think, what about the spread? You think they cover or not?
No, I don't think they cover. Like you said, I think this is their sixth meeting of the Herbert and Mahomes, and each game has been 6 points or less. So I say no. I don't believe they cover.
I believe they cover. I mean, Kansas City offense ain't as potent as it used to be, and I don't see them scoring too many points today, but I do see their defense kind of keeping Justin Herbert at bay. So I'm going to say they cover in a close game.
Hey, man, if the Cowboys can do it, the Chiefs can do it, right?
This spread was a bit different. that is different than 5.5.
That is very true. And EB is not over there calling plays, but that's another narrative for another day, man. That's another narrative for another day, man. That's all I'm going to say. Look, now, speaking of EB, we got the Commanders versus the Giants. I know Daniel Jones is out, so we got to see how can they win this game. And I'm gonna start with you, Dave. What's the Giants' keys to victory?
So they have to make sure that they establish the run game. This is Saquon Barkley's second game back from injury. So whatever you need to do to get him going, allow him to be able to run the ball. And with that happening, that gives you a better chance of being able to protect. I just had his name in my head.
Tyrod Taylor.
Gives you a better opportunity to be able to protect him. Because he played well last week with all the injuries to the offensive line, but helping him out is being able to establish run. You see, he was able to make some passes last week. So as long as you're able to do that, you have a good chance to win it. And also, you might want to try to get a little tricky. Might want to try some different kind of plays because whatever you've been doing hasn't been working. I think the last week against the Bills was the first time that in the last part of the half that your team got down to the red zone and got no points. So do whatever you can to get some points. Take the field goal if you need to. Take the field goal.
Well, with that being said, Carl, what are the Commanders' keys to victory?
First key, Han Solo. Han Solo has been MIA. For those who don't know, Jahan Dotson. Han Solo has been MIA. He has to step up this game. Curtis Samuel has been finding the end zone lately, so continue that. Brian Robinson will be huge. Establishing the run, keep away. Even though, I mean, the Giants' offense isn't really that great, but my last key will be that front four. Get to Tyrod Taylor. Throw this rhythm out on this offense out of whack. Don't allow Saquon Barkley to break big runs. That all starts up front. If those things happen, I do see the Commanders winning this game.
Okay, so the spread on this game is 3 points. Another division game here. Dave, do they cover? Washington's favorite, too. I had to throw that out there.
I'll say they cover.
Carl?
This game is in New York or in D.C.? Well, in Landover.
It's in New York.
Give me the Giants plus 3.5. Divisional game. The game's going to get ugly. I'll take the Giants, and I'll take the points.
Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying at home. And this is kind of like a principality somewhat. Me and shout out to Ace, we kind of have when we talk about gambling. Home dogs kind of have priority. So I'm going to take the home dog in the divisional game.
Mark?
This is a tough one, but I'm going to say the Commanders cover. I just don't like the Giants this season. They haven't showed nothing. Daniel Jones is not there to torture the Commanders as he's done in the past. And I just don't see Tyrod Taylor stepping in and doing what he got to do. So I'm going to say the Commanders cover.
Oh, man, I guess it's a Cowboy thing, man, because I think the Commanders going to cover too. Like I just joked about EB not being with the Chiefs, but for some reason, I can hear Joe in the background like, we're going to get it together this week. EB going to get us together this week, y'all. And this might be it. They may turn up on them Giants. And plus, look what they almost did to the Bills.
Yeah, I was about to say, this ain't a game that the Commanders can sleep on, because the Bills with that bad O line and with Tyrod Taylor almost won that game against the Bills last Sunday. So,
am I howling? I'm the lone wolf. I'm the lone wolf here. Am I howling or
is it moving sir. On? You can howl. I ain't know if you wanted to do that. You know, Wolverine. I ain't know.
They won't see us on the court, B.
It's all good, man. Just like Wolverine, man. The scars heal quickly. So let's move on down. We always talking about flocking. All right, your name on here is first flock in place, but we got to talk about the flocking Falcons. Sorry if I disrespected Baltimore. So
definitely did.
I know somebody gonna be like, hey, yo, dummy, don't do that to us, yo. But nah, man. So Worm, this one on us, man. We got to talk about them Falcons versus the Bucks, and I got to ask you about them Falcons. What's the keys to them winning this week?
The keys to the Falcons winning. It's two keys, but it's one. Get Bijan Robinson, Tyler Allgeier the ball by any means necessary. Turn Ridder into a game manager. Don't let him go out here and have to make the plays. I understand he got Kyle Pitts at tight end. He got Drake London on the outside. He's still not the quarterback to make do with what he has. he needs to be a game manager. So if they can get Bijan Robinson and Tyler Allgeier the ball, screens, short passes, runs to the outside of the middle, however it takes to get them the ball, get them the ball.
Man, they said when Baker Mayfield went to the Bucks, they thought the cannons weren't going to go off as much when Tom Brady retired. But the cannons have been going off. They almost went off against that Philadelphia team. But, you know, turnovers, pressure, they got to them. Then I think something happened to my man Baker Mayfield. His index finger was stitched up, so he really wasn't doing that well. But then last week, he was like, all right, I could probably win this game against the Lions. And then, you know, that late game interception happened. Mike Evans is a little bit happier now. So the keys to winning this game is, one, Baker, protect the football. Two, offensive line, protect Baker. Three, protect Mike Evans' emotions, okay? That's how you win this game. Because Desmond Ridder is already a little riddled from all them interceptions he threw last week against the Commanders. You've seen the coach react. Ah, another one. So if you can make the coach do that, you can beat these Falcons. And we got to talk about the spread. I don't know why this one isn't a little bit higher, but again, it seemed like it's rivalry weekend. So they got Tampa Bay favorite by 2.5.
But to your point, Tomo, if you make the coach can make himself not do that by not putting Desmond Ridder in the position to do that.
But you got to think about that Bucs defense. They're going to put the coach and Ridder in the position to do that. They're going to get to him. They're going to find a way back.
And that's when you give Bijan and Tyler Allgeier the ball.
We're going to see. Because CJ Godwin, we got Godwin over there too, though. It ain't just Mike Evans on his offense. So we'll see what happens. But I got Tampa Bay covering the 2.5. They favorites. I got them covering. Worm?
Yeah, no, definitely. I got Tampa Bay covering. I mean, even though I gave you key points for the Falcons to win the game, I got Tampa Bay covering for sure.
Dave?
I'm taking the Falcons in this one. So I'm going to take the Falcons and the points. I got the Falcons winning this game.
Carl?
I'm trying to find it. Is Carlton Davis playing today? Is he back?
No.
He's not?
Mm-mm.
I'm still taking Tampa Bay. I'll take Tampa Bay, I think, with Devin White and the guys. They're going to force Atlanta to beat them through the air. No secret, I'm not a big Desmond Ridder guy. I don't think Desmond Ridder can get it done. Do hope Drake London get 100 yards in the tub, though, fantasy reasons. But give me Tampa Bay to cover.
All right. You must have been listening to Young Jeezy over the weekend. That's not happening. Desmond Ridder need a vacation. And what better place to take a vacation than L.A.? Kenny Small Hands is back, man. Let me stop. I can't bring the chat to him, man. You got to be professional. But we got the Steelers versus the Rams. And this is one of your favorite quarterbacks. You know, I know he played for the Lions. You know, he did his thing out there. Led the Rams to a Super Bowl. Not going to do that today. Carl, how the Rams win this game?
Almost walked up out of here. Almost got up out of here and walked off.
I seen your face, man.
All right. So, look. Rams. Cooper, Kupp, Puka, Nacua. Feed them. You feed them, that's going to open up things for Tutu Atwell. It's going to open up the run game, which we know Kyren Williams is now in the IR. Matt Stafford, protect the football. I know you feel like you can make any throw on the field. The reality is, no one can. It is going to be throws where you can't make it, even though you feel like you can, because you think you have a strong enough arm. No. Protect the football. Lastly, not lastly, Aaron Donald got to play in the Steelers' backfield. He has to have somewhat of a coming out party in terms of making an impact. I know he's like tops and pressures, but in terms of sacks, he's not. Defense. Their defense, Ernest Jones, these cornerbacks have to get – just have to make plays. Kenny Pickett, when he throws turnovers, they tend to lose, have to force a couple. I think my last point would be to make this a shootout. Steelers offense is not good. They're not built to win a shootout. The Steelers team is built to play good defense, run the ball, and, you know, old school football. I don't think I've seen the Steelers score more than 2 touchdowns in a game offensively. So make this game a shootout, and the Rams should win.
Worm, you gotta talk about. I know this. Hold up, Joe. You set us up, man. You know there's an internal rivalry with the Steelers and the 49ers, but you got my man Worm. We gotta talk about why the Steelers gonna win this game.
Remember, he had you hosting the Steelers, John, last time.
He did, man. He set us up.
Wow, he filed for this one, man. He real fast. But
hey, look, it could have been worse. Hey, look, I could have been doing the Steelers.
Look, for my Steelers fans, I understand y'all want to blame y'all OC for y'all offensive woes, and which are 15.8 points per game this season. But y'all got to stop teams from scoring as well. Steelers are giving up 22 points a game to – I mean, they're giving up 22 points a game, and then they're coming in against a Rams team who were averaging 23 points a game without Cooper Kupp. We input Cooper Kupp. This Rams team is looking to light up the scoreboard today against the Steelers. So your keys to victory here is, one, on the offense, you're going to have to put up some points. And if you don't put up the points, key number two is your defense has to stop Cooper Kupp and slow him down and slow this Rams offense down. I mean, they're going to score, but can you match them? That's going to be their key to victory. They have to match the Rams point for point.
Ty, you
don't
petty.
See that. I was going to say it.
Ty, you petty.
I'll bring it back.
I honestly don't see them matching the Rams point for point. So their defense is going to have to step up and be dominating today.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one, man. Then they got the Rams favored at 3.
It dropped from 3.5 to 3.
It might have went back to 3. It might have went back to 3.5. You see what I'm saying? With these spreads, man, they really don't know. They just wait till they walk outside and like, oh, it's raining, so let's move it back up. So let's say Rams are favored by 3.5.
I got you. I'll pull up.
You looking it up? Yeah. All right, cool. Because, yeah. But why you doing that, man?
Yep, they dropped it. It went from 3.5 to 3. Rams are favored by 3.
All right, so boom. Do they cover, Carl?
This is a game that I was looking at, but I stayed away and I stayed bet Cooper Kupp to score a touchdown. Everything in me wants to say the Rams win, but the Steelers cover. The Steelers get +3 and win by +3. Could be a last second touchdown, last second field goal, last second defensive stop. I'm gonna go with Steelers +3.
Warren?
I don't see the Steelers scoring too much in this game. And I see the Rams, like I said, lighting up the scoreboard against this defense. And it's a good defense, but they ain't that great. I don't think they can stop the Rams. The Rams cover.
Dave?
Wow. wasn't expecting the Rams to say that, but I think the Rams cover. I think the Rams cover and win this game. I do see enough of Cooper Kupp and Puka being able to get involved in this game. I do have respect for the Steelers defense. I do believe that they don't allow too much to happen, but I still think that if you look at the offenses comparable, I say the Rams have the better offense, and I think they have a better chance of scoring.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with that one. I like that, but something about the Steelers team and Mike Tomlin, man. Hey, Carl, you're not alone on this one, man. I'm going to go with you, man. I think the Steelers get that one. Rams don't cover.
Yeah, Joe, I mentioned that Kyren Williams is out. Oh, yeah, I mentioned that.
Yeah, he's out for 4 games.
Yep, at least.
Mm-hmm. Now, see, they should have flexed this one. I don't even know why we had to talk about this one, but we got to talk about it. I know it's Sunday, but we got to talk about this Monday night game right quick. It's Monday night football. You got the 49ers versus the Vikings. And because Dave got his jersey on, you got to tell us. You really don't got to tell us why y'all going to win. I think the world knows why y'all going to win. But give us some keys to victory here, man.
Turning the ball over is one. I don't know if anybody knows, but 49ers lead the league in interceptions this year. So our defense is able to – our defense is creating turnovers just like we did last season. Whether CMC or Elijah Mitchell were starting this game, we need to make sure we establish the run. The Vikings do not have a good defense whatsoever. That is not to take away from Daniel Hunter, who actually leads in sacks right now. So, but overall, this defense has not been good. So if we're able to establish run, we should be fine. And last but not least is kicking. Carl's going to have a chuckle at this, but our kicker, who's a rookie out of University of Michigan. The last game was not his best. Not only did he miss a game-winning field goal, but he also missed another field goal early in the game. He missed 2 field goals. That's the worst game of his career so far. He's a rookie, but he has to make sure that he's able to make his kicks, because the one thing about this Vikings team is they most of the games are one possession games. So if it comes down to one possession, you have to be able to make that kick.
Let's not forget they spent a third round pick on this guy.
Okay,
man. I can't say what I want because we were on the show.
Hey, Carl, you don't have to pull a dagger out like that, bro.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like, it's only because he went to Michigan, bro. I'm sorry, Dave.
Yeah, the shots where he can. Look, I'm glad you kind of did say that, though, because the keys to the Vikings winning is
emotional damage.
Like, it's Monday night. It's Kirk Cousins on Monday night. So this is why you got to join the debate team, because they give you things and be like, all right, well, you know they're not going to win, but you got to tell us how they may win this game. And how they may win it is, one, praying, two, actually showing up. Well, Justin Jefferson not going to be there, so these young guys got to actually make some plays here and there. Like Dave said, your offense is a little banged up, just a little bit, but they still may come out there and show up. Now, if it was a star on the side of the helmet, all these injuries would go out the window, but that's not the end of it. It's personal for y'all. So, actually, Cousins, make it personal and make some plays. The O-line isn't there. Yeah, Fred Warner. You know what? Look, yeah, Vikings defense, slow
Drake
them down.
Green lost back in this game, too.
Oh, Lord.
All right, see. All right. So, look, Kurt, this is what you do. You get your O-line together. You tell them to come together. Like, look, if you got a hold, I don't care if you hold all night. I'll take the flag before I take getting killed. So you get a hold. Maybe they may miss the call. We get a pass down the field. We get a touchdown. Defense, Purdy's shown that if you can get to him, if you can get to him, you can shake him up just a little bit. So if they can get there, you said Danielle Hunter is leading the league in sacks. We just need him to get there once or twice. Maybe they have a shot at winning this. The spread, San Francisco is favored at 6.5. I'm going to just go ahead and answer this question now. I'm picking the Vikings to cover. I'm joking. I got the 49ers. I'm just giving the money away if I'm talking about that. I got the 49ers. Dave.
Yeah, I believe we cover. I believe we cover. Even though we do have two people out, Deebo Samuel and Trent Williams, who is our best offensive line. Offensive lineman is out, but I still believe we cover this game.
Warren?
For sure.
49ers cover. You see how he turned his head? He was like,
for sure.
Like, you expecting a different answer from me?
We're talking about Kirk Cousins in primetime. Really?
Y'all going to leave my dog alone, bro.
He's 2-10.
No, he not.
Carl, there will not be any you like that come Monday night.
That's probably true. Now, I'm with y'all. 49ers cover too. But we're going to leave my dog alone in prime time. 49ers cover. Huh?
He's 2-10 in Monday night games.
Oh, Monday night? Oh, that might be different. I'm talking about prime time in general. He's, with the Vikings, he's like 7-11, I think, in prime time in general. But
be Sundays and Thursdays. Mondays and Monday. Bad case of the Mondays.
Vikings don't got enough with Justin Jefferson being hurt. I know I like Jordan Addison. I think he has a promising future. Rookie TJ Hawkinson, loved him, came from the Lions. KJ Osborne is actually better than I think a lot of people give him credit for. But it's not enough. 49ers defense is too good. They'll be playing in Minnesota's backfield. Minnesota cannot get a run game established to save their lives. I do, even though Debo's hurt, I do like Juwan Jennings. I semi like Ronnie Bell. Yeah, probably not. But
I know you really don't, because you went to church in school. But I
but Brandon Ayuk is going to eat. Brandon Ayuk and Byron Murphy is going to be a nice little matchup to watch. But 49ers cover.
Okay, that was easy. That was easy. We don't know. You never know what can happen. I got killed on one of our IG reels. When I said about the 49ers, he was like, "Look at him, bad." I'm like, "You don't know, bro. It's week 3, week 4, week 5. Things happen. Anyway, let's talk about another one of these great teams in the NFC. We got the Lions versus those flocking Ravens. There we go. I got it right. So I got to ask you, Worm, who has the better game, Lamar Jackson or Jared Goff?
Hey, look, I'm going to go with Goff for a couple of reasons.
I know he
I knows. Wanted to go Lamar, but his receivers just hasn't been consistent this year. Drops. I mean, you could have 12 drops this week. I don't know. So I refuse to go with Lamar in this matchup, all because of Jared Goff and the Ravens secondary. Secondary not looking that good, even though they have been facing injuries. I'm going to still say Jared Goff, even with – is Humphrey back this week?
You talking about – he's been back, but he's been on a pitch count. I don't know if the pitch count is still going or not.
But that's what I'm saying. Is the pitch count done? Even if the pitch
I think for right now it still is.
Yeah, I think it is too.
Yeah, now Jared Goff like they secondary of the day. Jared Goff has the better game.
Man. All right. Well, now that you said that, let me mix this up a little bit. Let's say, Carl, what's the Ravens' X factor?
Our X factor is Brandon Stevens. Been playing phenomenally this year so far. I mean, I know I've killed the bro in the past, but he's been actually playing really well. The only quote unquote bad game I really had is against the Steelers when George Pickens was just picking on everybody whenever he got the ball thrown his way. But other than that, Brandon Stevens has been playing great. I would like to see Rocky Sin in more than just special teams. We paid him to come over and play as a starter on his defense. My last X factor defensively would be Kyle Hamilton. You can see the difference night and day where Kyle Hamilton got ejected in the Titans game in London before and after. The Titans really couldn't get much going while Kyle Hamilton was there. Kyle Hamilton leaves. They score an easy 15-yard touchdown by Derrick Henry. So those are my defensive X factors. Offensively, Odell. Odell will be an X factor. He has to step up. If he's not hurt, you know what I'm saying? If he doesn't get hurt, has to step up. Also, another X factor would be Nelson Agholor. Nelson Agholor had huge catches last week against Tennessee, scored a touchdown against the Bengals. He also would have had multiple huge catches against the Steelers, but everybody caught a case of the drops. So Nelson Agholor and Odell would be my two X factors offensively.
I'm glad you said that because my question –
We got some NFL news. Aaron Jones will be playing today.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Look at that. Right before. Go fix your fantasy lineups. I don't got them.
They play at four, so.
Hey. Do they play? Do they? The Packers ain't. No. Anyway, look. My question more so was who has a better game? Ravens receivers or Lions receivers? Look. Go ahead, Dave. Drop the hold up.
Hold up.
You want to read
shout
that?
Out to Jody Jordan with the $10 super chat. Y'all are killing it, but off topic question for the last topic. Can y'all pick which coach is on the hottest hot seat this week?
Ooh. Ooh, I think I got an answer, and I think it'll shock everybody too.
I think y'all know my answer.
Go ahead, leave that up. There. Let's answer this right quick. Because actually, you know what? Let's do this right quick. I'm gonna say who's gonna have a better game? The Lions receivers, because of one thing, the drops. Carl said the X factor is Odell. Look, Carl said the X factor is Odell stepping up if he's not hurt, but that's too many ifs. Because if was a fifth, we all be what? That's all I'm saying.
Dave, we had one bad game with the drops, man. Hey, it just sucked because it was the Steelers, but it was one.
Look, for copyright purposes, I can't turn into Snoop Dogg and Pharrell. You know what song I'm saying.
Hey, so as far as X factors for the Lions, I'm going to go with the Lions receivers, James Williams and Amon-Ra St. Brown. I believe if they are able to have a great game, that the Lions can come out with victory. But also, running back Jahmyr Gibbs. You know, their first overall pick that they got this year. With David Montgomery being out, I believe he has to have a good game. Because they already said that he's going to have a hefty workload this week, so he has to be able to do what he needs to do. But for defense, Aiden Hutchinson, you got to do whatever you can to disrupt the offensive line. Now we know this is Lamar Jackson, so he's able to get out of sacks every now and then. He's the most dynamic quarterback that can run with the ball in the league. I think that's without question. But you gotta do whatever you can to make him uncomfortable. So Aiden Hutchinson is the X factor for the Lions defense.
All right. Now, with that being said, okay, we got to go through this right quick. Baltimore is favored by 3. Do they cover? It's a tough one for me, man. Like, they got the best kick in the league. I think their offense is going to step up. I did say the receivers are better. They're going to have a better game. Nah, I think the Lions cover. Warren?
The Lions cover because they're going to win the game.
Dave?
I actually believe the Ravens will cover. I got the Ravens winning this game.
So, all right, I just want to speak on a couple things real quick because y'all know this my team. Ain't no secret. So, one thing, I think the Lions receivers going to have a better game because, one, they'll be playing catch-up, and, two, we run the ball. We're a running team. Second thing I want to speak on, Aiden Hutchinson. You want to slice, you want to do all them spin moves and lose contain all you want, you're going to be getting an earful from the coaches because Lamar's going to take advantage from that. You better not lose contain. All them moves and stuff is cute, but you better keep contain. Thirdly, I want to say Jahmyr Gibbs, love him. Great guy. One of my favorite backs in the draft. But that's what we do. We stop the run. We're second in yards allowed in defense. So they're going to have to rely on those receivers. Now, couple stats. Lamar Jackson, 15-1, I believe, against the NFC. 7-0, I believe, at home against the NFC. Ravens win and cover.
All right. Well, I mean, hopefully y'all do that. So your coach ain't up here like Joe's question. So we got to ask this. I know you said you had an answer. You like ready to answer. So, Carl, which coach is on the hottest hot seat this week?
Me, personally, it might sound wrong to y'all. Arthur Smith, head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. Arthur Smith, to me, is in the hot seat. Brought Marcus Mariota last year over. Did not pan out. Desmond Ridder does not look good. I think they lucked up and won the game against the Packers week two. Last week, did not put the Falcons in great situations. I just don't think that he's a good head coach for the Atlanta Falcons, period. I think they need to move on and find somebody better. I understand. I think the Falcons are, what, 3-2, 3-3? But I just don't think he's the guy for that job. I think they should try to move on. And when they lose to Tampa, I think you might get a little bit more rumblings depending on how that goes.
Dave?
I've been asked this question multiple times throughout the season, and I'm going to stick with it. Bill Belichick, I get it. He's won 6 Super Bowl titles. But remember, he won those 6 Super Bowl titles with Tom Brady. Tom Brady ain't there. This is his third season.
This is awkward.
He got an extension.
That extension means
he just got extension.
When did he get it?
Like he got earlier extended. Today.
No, it wasn't earlier today. The news.
No, I'm saying it was reported.
He got extended at the beginning of the season.
Wow. Well, the news that I've been hearing lately is that
Oh, look, see, Belichick ain't like that
next season.
Belichick ain't like that. You froze, man. You got to pull a me. You got to leave and come back.
And they the evil empire.
Oh, hey, there you go.
They played with them cameras for 3 of them Super Bowls. Wow. They ain't afraid to play with yours.
Wow. You good now, Dave. You good. Now you got to change your coach.
I guess. But nah, even with that being known, from what I've been hearing and from what I've been seeing is that Bill Belichick is on a hot seat. So I think it only magnetizes if they don't win this week. Now, I get it. They're going against the Bills. It is a division opponent, and everyone's going to pick the Bills to beat the Patriots. But I don't think it helps that you lose, and especially if you lose this game handily.
Hey, so, Blaze, no profanity. Not even in
the
comments.
How quickly I had to get that out of here.
I'm sticking with what I said.
These comments.
I'm sticking to what I said. Even though that he got his extension, I still think that it's a possibility.
Freeze gate. Warren, who you got?
Hey, look, man, listen, this may shock a lot of people, it may not, but this is personal for me. Mike McCarthy.
I knew it.
And here's why.
I felt it.
This was the only year that I decided to be on a Dak train. And you're trying to turn my quarterback into a game manager, which he's not. I don't appreciate it. I don't like it. You are a yes man to Jerry Jones. But one thing you got to understand about Jerry Jones, when you're not producing the results he want, and you made him get rid of his wonder kid and Kellen Moore, you, my friend, are on a hot seat every week. Even though you don't play this week, this gives you a chance to get that offense together. All that, I want to run the ball. We're running on 1st and 10. I don't have the correct percentage, but from what I've seen, it's about 85% of the game. We're running on 1st and 10. If the defense know you're going to run the ball on 1st and 2nd down and we got 3rd and long every game, every play, something wrong with your offense. Stop trying to prove a point. Run the offense we need to run. Get the receivers the ball. Get CD the ball. You do that, I think you'll be here next year. And you don't, you made Jerry give up his wonder kid. You want a hot seat every week, bro. Good luck.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! I was going to say Greg Popovich.
Man, I thought he was too, though. But for me, I would say Dennis Allen down there with the Saints. I mean, the ghost of Sean Payton is still running around, and everybody's like, well, look at what Sean Payton was able to do with this team. Granted, what he's doing in Denver, technically, Dennis Allen and Sean Payton both need to be on the hot seat. They just need to be calling each other.
Well, it's Payton's first season, so they're not going to get him up.
That's and the they traded reason. What? Didn't they trade like a first and a third for Brian?
Yeah, that's the only reason.
He ain't going nowhere no time soon.
That's the only reason. But Dennis Allen, man, because I seen that Thursday night game. There's no way that Derek Carr should be yelling that much at the sideline. Like, what are we doing? Like, yes, like, first things first. Hold on, let me get warm out of here right quick. So, Amazon Prime, stop showing everybody's like work. Like, the camera was directly in his face. He's like, what are you doing? Catch the ball. Like, he's just yelling at the sideline. Then you got Taysom Hill out here doing 19 different things on the offense, but he still got the wristband on. So you don't think when he's getting tackled, people not looking at the wristband? Like, come on, bro. Like, think about that. So, yeah, Dennis Allen, I think he's on the hot seat.
Hold on, time out. You don't like that? You don't like Amazon putting the camera? So I like it because I like that.
No.
Know what's going on.
It's good for a fan, but it's bad when you seeing what the quarterback is actually saying out of his mouth. I wish they would have did that Thursday night when the Eagles was arguing. They zoomed out on them. They zoomed in on Derek Carr. That's all I'm saying. They picking and choosing. That's just that Troy Vincent camera. That's all I'm saying. But I think Dennis Allen. And I want to just say one thing to you, though, Worm. I agree.
And that's why I posed the question. Y'all think Shoddy should be calling plays on Tuesday?
Yeah.
I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I think he'll be calling coming out of this bye week next week. If the offense looks the way it's been looking all year, I guarantee you Jerry Jones will make that call. You're not calling plays no more.
Yeah.
Give it to the OC, and guess what? Ride these last couple of games out because you won't be here next year.
Joe, I was about to pose that question next.
And for me, it was easy to pick coaches like Brandon Staley,
true,
Bill Belichick, Dennis Allen. It's easy to pick those coaches. Now, I wanted to go to a coach who everybody think is secure. He's really not as secure.
But then you need to say Nick Sirianni then if you want to have a debate. He on the hot seat. The reason why I agree with you more so, Worm, is because Brandon Cooks, the quarterbacks that he's been playing with outside of Brady and Breeze, there's no way he can be a 1K receiver everywhere he went, and now he's like struggling to get the football. But that was a good, I like that improv question there, Joe. I like what you did there, because we definitely need to talk about this one last team. It's Sunday night. You know, there's been a lot of hush-hush going on in the chats. A lot of people not really going back and forth like they used to. But Sunday night, we got Tua versus Hurts. The brawl for it all. Who's the best in the league? Can the defense slow down his offense? Can the offense keep up? It is what it is. So, Carl, who has the better game? AJ or Tyreek?
Tyreek Hill has the better game. Both players been locked and loaded these past 4 weeks, but Tyreek has been locked and loaded on a different level. Like Dave said, like $150, $160 away from 1,000 yards. It's only week 7. That's phenomenal. This Eagles defense has been giving up passing yards out the wazoo. Gave up $118 to Cooper Kupp. Gave up what? I can't remember last week. Garrett Wilson went crazy against him, however. Justin Jefferson went crazy. Terry McLaurin was going crazy. So I think it's only right that Tyreek Hill goes crazy against the Dolphins. Not to say that A.J. Brown doesn't have a great game either. I just don't think it'll be better than Tyreek's. So I'm going to go with Tyreek Hill.
Dave, who has a better game?
Tua. Tua. I couldn't even Tua. Tua has played better all year long. And honestly, he was playing better last year before he got hurt. He had concussion, and we know that derailed his football season last year. And now, if you look at what he's doing this year, he leads the league in passer rating, leads the league in QBR. He's number one in almost every category when it comes to being a quarterback right now. this offense goes through what Tua and Tyreek Hill does, and along with that run game. So I believe Tua has the better game. And also, Jalen Hurts has 7 interceptions on the season so far. That's more than he had all last year. Now, do I expect him to have a really bad game? No, I don't think he's going to throw for 3 interceptions this game. But between the two, I believe Tua has the better game.
All right, and my question is more so Dolphins X factor. Of course, everybody would think once you say X factor, you think of the wide receiver core. You think of the speed that comes with this offense. Nah, it's that little guy on the sideline with the glasses. It's Mike McDaniels. He's my X factor because the way he can scheme up a game is almost to perfection. You've seen what Kyle Shanahan does with the 49ers when it's time to actually go up against a team that he wants to stomp on. If you're in the chat, you know about that gif. I can't do it on here because I can't stand up, but it's like that. Same thing happens with Sean McVay with the Rams. It's like when it's time for them to scheme up a game against an opponent that everyone thinks is the greatest of them all, boom. Mike McDaniels has done that a few times this year, and it's Sunday night. Everyone's been sleeping on his team. Well, not really sleeping on them, but they keep talking about is Tua this, is Tua that. Well, Tua's healthy, so take Tua that. And you can get Tua touchdowns here, Tua touchdowns over there, and you can get a little waddles. My X factor is Mike McDaniels and his play calling. Worm. Oh, man.
That's crazy.
Oh, man. What's the Eagles X factor?
That's crazy.
Hey, listen. Woo. This gave me the perfect opportunity to bash the Eagles in every way I can. But I'm not going to do that. And it also gave me the opportunity to say Dallas Goedert. But I'm going to go to the bigger matchup here, the matchup that everybody is wanting to see. This Eagles secondary versus this Miami pass offense. This Eagles secondary, I mean, they're giving up a whopping 232 yards a game. Tua throwing for 312 a game. You put that, you add those two together, it looks like Tua is going to have a great game. But when you go deeper into this matchup, we're looking at Slay and Tyreek Hill. Darius Slay, are you going to follow him around the field tonight? If you are, good luck, because you're just going to make this even easier. But I do see this. I mean, the secondary has to be their X factor. They have to perform. They have to slow Tua and Tyreek Hill down. Yeah, the rest of those guys can get theirs and still make a big difference. But the secondary, they have to step up today and be the biggest X factor they're going to be all season. This is their biggest matchup all season. And I know a lot of people will go on the defensive side and say, well, who has the Dolphins beat? I ain't trying to hit. They offense is too potent. Your secondary better step up. Hey, Kevo, you can say the D-line all you want to.
He had another one for
Tua going to get outside. He'll get outside the pocket, and he's still going to make things happen. So your secondary got to be on point tonight.
I don't know, though, because if he get outside and Hassan Reddick is chasing him, it might be a long night. Now, if he get outside and it's Brandon Graham, it's barbecue pigeon. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm here for all Brandon Graham slander, bro. Y'all know what school he went to.
Man, but the spread is Philly at 3. They favored. So we're going to start with Worm and work our way on over. Worm, do the Eagles cover?
It's tough. I mean, it's tough. And the reason why it's tough is because, honestly, this year I didn't see Philly losing 2 games back-to-back. But this is going to be a game they lose and they don't cover. Philly going to lose their 2nd game back-to-back.
Carl?
All right, yep. I'm going to take the Dolphins plus the 3 points. I think there's only a plus 3 because the Eagles are at home. I'm going to take the Dolphins.
Dave?
Same. Taking the Dolphins. I believe the Dolphins win this game.
Okay, so I can pick Philly to win and they not cover because I definitely said they was gonna win on the show.
Oh yeah, you can. Yeah, you can. You can. My bad.
Yeah. So I'm a. They don't cover, but Philly still win. That's a tough one. Nah. I gotta go down with the ship. Philly got it. They gonna hold them down. They gonna find a way to get to Tua. They're going to find a way to shut us all up in the chat so they can start talking all over again that they're the best team since sliced bread. And we all just got to sit there and take it. All right? Pause.
Hey, man, they ain't talk so much. The Giant won't even invite them for the segment. I thought y'all was gonna have a quiet segment.
Hey, look.
They don't know what they're gonna do tonight, man. They scared for real. They don't have the confidence that they had against everybody else in this chat. J-Mo, you got them by the hooks, bro. Give them everything they want.
Hey, Tomo, you got to howl. You the lone wolf.
Oh, no. Nah. There you go. I got you. There ain't no fun when the Eagle got the gun. But nah, y'all right, though. They have not been talking as much in the chat, but they turning the comments up. I appreciate y'all for tuning in, man.
Well, Dino kind of started it early in the chat. He said that.
I don't count. Joe called him out.
He said Joe called him out. But listen, if for Philly to win this game, they got to – Sirianni, he got to take a step back. He need to tell Jalen Hurts, take a step back. I understand A.J. Brown is your security blanket, and A.J. Brown is that guy that you go to. He's their number one wide receiver.
Yeah.
But tonight you need to turn your security blanket back into the guy who it used to be, Dallas Goedert.
I was thinking that Devontae Smith was his security blanket.
If y'all would have asked me the question, that's who I would have said my X factor. I think Devontae Smith is the one that's going to have the game.
Yeah, I don't think, as well.
I don't think he's going to have the game, though. And I mean, for fantasy reasons, I would love for him to have a game. I would love for him to go out here and get 12 catches, 150 yards, 2 touchdowns. I would love it.
I just want y'all to know that, yes, I have been proven wrong this season about my take on A.J. Brown and him being the number two receiver. But one of my quotes about a number one receiver is, when it's time to go win the game and the ball goes up in the air, who does the ball go to? The Jets game, that's all I'm going to say, man. Like, he's been balling, but when it was time for him to go make a play, Hurts lobbed that up to Smitty.
Who was dropping passes all game.
Yeah.
Which is insane to me.
By the way, I'm not sticking with Tomo in this narrative, but that is kind
of
crazy.
The narrative is dead, but I'm just saying, you see my point. That was one of my points that everybody kept calling me crazy on. I'm like,
I always understood that point. I always understood that. I always disagreed, but I always understood that point.
We got a 5-minute warning to the game, fellas.
Yeah, so with that being said, man, we went through all of the picks. Hopefully y'all enjoyed this. This is not a specialty. Is not a casualty. We will be doing this every Sunday. You may not see the same lineup. So, hey, Kev, you said it in the comments. We didn't invite you. So when we invite you, you better be here and be ready. Because you're not just talking about the Eagles. We're not just talking about the Cowboys. We're talking about more than one team on here. We got to make our picks. And we're going to say our last words, man. Fellas, Wern.
Chet, be expecting Sirianni main tonight. That's all I'm going to say.
Carl?
Oh, man. It hurts when you got to kill somebody you love, man. Everybody knows in the chat, I'm a huge Lions supporter. My mom was a Lions fan. Been a Lions fan my whole life. Been with my mom through a lot of miserable years. So the Lions finally probably play the best I've ever seen them play in my life. And we got to play them. I can't even just enjoy it. So the Ravens, I do it to them. I talk crazy to my own mom. It is what it is. MSU, just get ready for basketball season. Football season's over, my boys. Football season's over. Let's get ready for basketball. Fourth in the country. We play Duke literally like a week after the season starts. Can't wait for that. Champions Class is going to be great. Me and Dave do have a bet on that game. So shout out. May the best team win. And from somebody I know, Rob Dillingham is the next Steph Curry.
Okay.
That's y'all was supposed to laugh. He legit said that, and I almost like threw my phone. Like, bro, what are you talking about?
Sometimes you just gotta.
I didn't laugh because I haven't heard that before.
Yeah, me neither.
I was really about to say
in the chat. It was like Rob Dillingham, the next Steph Curry, because of 40 points he scored in a blue versus white scrimmage.
All right, we gotta watch some football. Hey, Dave, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a Duke fan, and I'm gonna say no. That's not no. That's not, no. Shout out to the U for winning the game yesterday. First game we won against Clemson in 4 years. So Shout out to them. I don't care what that says. We got a win and they lost yesterday, so I'm not worried about that.
I had to do it for Ty, man. I had to do it for Ty.
Hey, don't matter to me. We got a W yesterday. San Fran is gonna get a W Monday night. I'm gonna be tuning into all the games today, so can't wait to see how these games unfold. Let's go, R2L. Oh, and shout out to Warren for having an idea to have the show today.
For sure, shout out.
Yeah, Warren, shout out to you, man, for coming up with this idea. Like at first, I think we was doing this on Instagram Live. Everybody would hop on, make some picks. You like, man, let's bring it to the platform. So great idea by you. So I'm letting you know this right now. This is recorded. This is your hosting duties after this week. So you and Kev get to sit online and talk
all the time.
I'm gonna love it.
Ooh. Oh, we gotta get Mark. Oh yeah, there we go. Hey, offline Joe, pick up the phone. I'm about to call you now. Look, for everybody that tuned in, man, hey, we're doing this again next week. If you want to be a part of it, if you're not a member, become a superstar member so you could be a part of something like this. If you already are a member and you want to come on the show, the invite's there. Shout out to you guys for doing this on a Sunday, and let's go enjoy some football.
Oh yeah, you also BWT already had a live show today, and so the CTC. Make sure you tune to them if you haven't already.
Oh, we might as well plug everybody. We got FFC, we got the Doghouse as well. We got Joe's, we got the Joe Jordan show. So make sure y'all, the network is growing. Pause. All right, y'all, we out of here.
Peace.
To the chats.
Thank you for staying to the end. If you're watching this on YouTube, please like this video, subscribe, and also hit that notification button so you can be notified next time we put out a video. If you're listening on any podcast platform, subscribe and hit that notification button, y'all, so you can be notified we put out another podcast audio. And last but not least, hit that share button, no matter what you're listening to or watching it, hit that share button and send it to somebody that you know that would love to watch this episode you just listened to. So once again, thank you for staying to the end, and we'll see y'all in the next episode.